Hi there. The word for you today is be determined. In Jeremiah 17, verse 7, we read, "Blessed is the man whose confidence is in God." You know, it takes courage to be led by God. It's not easy to break the mold and rise above the limits others place on you. When you do, often you'll face disapproval. Jesus did. When the folks he grew up around said, "Isn't this the carpenter's son?" what they were really saying was, he should stay in his place. Hey, when they tell you that, don't listen. The Bible says in Romans 14, verse 12, each of us will give an account of himself to God. In the final audit, you'll discover that not only is it wrong to be judgmental of others, it's also wrong to permit the opinions of others to control you. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. That's what the Bible says. So to follow God's leading, you must have confidence in the following four things, okay? Number one, you must have confidence that God loves you in spite of your shortcomings. Number two, you must have confidence that God has a definite plan for your life. Number three, you must have confidence that you are capable, you personally are capable of hearing from God for yourself. And number four, you've got to be confident that whatever God asks you to do, he will always enable and empower you to do. Once you've heard from God, be resolute. Come on, things worth having never come easy. If you find yourself weakening, ask God for determination, and he'll impart it to you through his Spirit. If you find yourself being double-minded, go back and ask yourself what God told you to do in the beginning. Then stick with it. Don't go in a different direction because of worry or discouragement or the sentiments of others. Remind yourself that you have what it takes to succeed in whatever God has called you to do. If you've made Jesus the Lord of your life, his determination lives in you because he himself lives in you.